Welcome to the Faith It Till You Make It podcast. My name is Aspasia Kumli Wood, and I am a mindset to heartset, manifestation, and spirituality teacher. My mission is to ignite your inner light, awaken the authentic self, and guide you as you manifest your daydream into reality. Confidence is sexy, so be you on purpose. I'm determined that we can change the world by changing ourselves first.
Happy Love Day, happy Love Week, happy Love Month. So today's subject is love. Valentine's is coming up, and I know that can bring a lot of different emotions around us. So a lot of people feel the consumerism aspect of Valentine's. Other people feel all sorts of different emotions arise when we talk about love. So are you a lover? Are you somebody's loved one? Are you somebody's the one? Are you in love? Are you out of love? Are you heartbroken? Are you single? Are you happy? Are you love? Whoever you are, I'm just speaking to you. And no matter where these Valentine's find you, no matter what you feel about this celebration, and trust me, I have my own ideas about it. Don't worry though, right? Don't worry. All will be well, and you know why? Because I'm here to remind you that you are love. You come from love, and love is your essence. Love is what you're designed to do. You're designed to make and create with love your life. You're designed to create love by yourself. So if you feel out of touch with love, don't worry. It's in your DNA. You can manifest it. And I know it sounds kind of a cliche, because it is. It is a cliche. And you know something about cliches? They are cliches because they are true. So if Valentine's week, day, month, however you celebrate it, makes you depressed, you have good reasons for that. And I'm going to explain to you how I see why we get depressed. And I used to get depressed myself. And it is a consumerism, celebration that was created because of that. So I will explain to you how I see it and why we get depressed around these days. So it can be depressing because we don't need a reminder to celebrate love, right? We shouldn't need a reminder to celebrate love. And at the same time, we need more reasons to celebrate love, right? You see the oxymoron here, right? So second, life is designed a lot of times around other priorities but love, and that sucks. So that can be a different reason why we get depressed, because we didn't prioritize love in our lives throughout the year. Three, we tend to depend on other people's validation to feel happy about ourselves. And that is an illusion. That illusion only makes us sadder. So when we place validation and happiness outside of ourselves, and I'm talking to all of you that have a relationship, all of you that are married, all of you that are single, all of you that are depressed or happy, we should never put our validation outside of ourselves. We should feel happy within ourselves, validated by our own selves. Four, we won't be accepted and society won't accept us if we are not a couple. So that's another reason why we get depressed, because we have the expectation, or people around us have the expectation, that we have to be married or engaged or in a relationship, or that's what we think, or probably that's what our families expect from us, right? And that can be limiting, and it also can be boring, because, you know, it's not always the right time to be in a relationship, and that's okay. Five, we feel that love is not enough for living a full life. And you see, that is a shame. So a lot of times we get depressed because we think that love is not enough. And that thought by itself makes us sad. Because love can be, you know, the single most reason for being happy in our lives, even if we don't have anything else, or we have the illusion that we don't have anything else but love. Love should be enough. So you see, there are plenty of whys behind the disappointment that this day can bring. However, let's look at it for a second as a good opportunity to revisit our love life, right? Revisit the ideas and concepts about love. Let's redefine who we are in love. I remember when I used to be single, before I got married, there were times in my life where I felt, you know, kind of like a loser being single. And then there were phases in my life that I felt so liberated and empowered by spending time with myself. And I remember at the time I used to blog, and one of my most successful blog posts was solitude is bliss and alone is okay, right? So there is huge periods of my life that, you know, I feel that I achieved so much in my personal development because I was single. And then now, of course, I will tell you, oh my God, that's the best thing. The best thing to do in life is share love, share happiness. So just remember that to revisit the idea and the concept that you have about love. And always remember that in different phases of our lives, we need different types of love. And we need to be in different types of relationships and lover relationships. So redefine who you are in love. What is love for you? And how can you be a better lover? And as an extent, a better person. So let's just break the norms here. Let's break the norms of the assumptions that, you know, whatever it is that we're supposed to be doing and we're not doing and we feel depressed about it or not. And just break that limitation. Just break it in your mind for a second and just think. Think, what is love for you? Instead of getting depressed, just take a moment and think, who do I want to be as a lover? How do I want to give love? How do I want to receive love? Are you a person that is expecting others to love them first before you love? Are you one of those people that you're expecting that you should receive before you give? Are you feeling unsafe to express yourself in a relationship and be vulnerable and be yourself? Those are really interesting and, you know, deep conversations with the self. But instead of just getting depressed, just, you know, examine, where are you standing when in the concept around love, right? So although I understand the mainstream, like, pop consumerism bullshit that this day brings with it, and the surface expectations that men should do that, or women should do that, or partners in general should do this or that for that day, at the same time, it is a day dedicated in love. So let's feel that love and let's be lovers and not haters. Also, if you're married, if you are in a long-term relationship, or you just recently started to date, celebrate you. Celebrate the other person. Celebrate love. And of course, love your lover more. Do it your way. Don't follow the cattle, but do it your way and do it well. Do what it is, what would make you feel be a better lover. If you are in a relationship and your partner wants something else for these days and you want something else, just find a common language. And the priority here is love. So it doesn't matter if you bring the flowers or you don't bring the flowers, or if you want to bring flowers or whatever it is that you want to do. Just remember it. The reason of that reminder this week is love. So do it your own way, you know, follow your own definition. And so if you're single, celebrate you. It is a great time to learn, to celebrate you, you know, celebrate the relationship with yourself, celebrate the moments of this singleship, you know. It's not going to be forever. You're probably, you know, chances are 99% chances are that you are going to be in a relationship sooner or later. So just enjoy that single time. Celebrate all that goodness that comes with being a single person, you know. Celebrate and learn from yourself. Learn to love yourself. You can never love yourself more. You know, and I don't mean it in a narcissistic way. I really mean like liking yourself, prioritizing you in a real, real sense. So I know like it's what I always say, put the oxygen on your first, or on yourself first. And you're single for good reasons. And one is to grow and evolve through a deep relationship with yourself. So I know it sounds easier than it is, and it's a process. Self-love is a lifelong journey, and it starts with you taking you out to dinner. Take you out to the movies. Take yourself for shopping. Buy yourself a gift, you know? Cook yourself dinner. Do what you would do if you were in a relationship. Be that lover. Practice. And if you don't love you, you know, who's going to love you? You're going to love you first, right? So you are the lover you're looking for. Just remember that. Just be nice to you. So if you're single and you're not looking for a relationship, if you feel you're better off by yourself, that is great. Enjoy it. Learn from this. Evolve, you know, grow and love yourself some more. Look deeper within you to find the God in all people. So if you feel that you're better off by yourself, it's probably a phase that you're going through and you just need to honor it. But then ask yourself, how can I find God in all? How can I find this goodness in other people? Life shared is a life doubled in happiness and evolution, in my opinion. So you can benefit from finding that stretch within your own mind. Find that stretch, that expansion that will help you open your heart, be vulnerable, and express yourself in a loving relationship. Doubled love from you, right, is a love that is coming from yourself first and also from your partner. So if you're single and you're not looking for a relationship, just deepen that love for yourself and open up that your mind that there might be someone that can doubly, you know, love you and, expand that love. If you are in a toxic relationship, ask yourself, what is it that you're gaining from this? And find healthier ways to receive what you're gaining from this relationship. Find healthier ways. We all know when someone is not healthy for us. We all know when a relationship is not healthy for us. So ask yourself, right? And love yourself so much that you deserve to say no. Just find that deserving within yourself and say that no. Of course, as a married person, I will tell you that our partners are our outmost, best, harshest mirror, and we get triggered by them. So they show us a lot of our bullshit, and we sometimes can't take it. So it's a fine balance. So if you're married or in a relationship that your partner is triggering you, just see that as a great, great, great opportunity, right, for you to grow from this. And again, as I said, there is a balance, right? If the relationship is toxic, it's toxic. But if a relationship is just stretching your boundaries around your opening of your heart, just observe that and see how you can grow from that mirroring. We cannot recognize something that we don't already have as a criticism within ourselves. So if you're criticizing your partner, there is chances that you're criticizing yourself first. So love your mirror and grow through it. And again, as I said, you know, if it's a toxic relationship, it's a toxic relationship, just get out of it. And toxic relationships are not mirroring relationships, so just the ones that I just described. It means that you need to find that deserving and love in yourself and leave, right? So yesterday I taught a class to 160 amazing women of the Cosmic Collective, and we talked about the magnetic love. And magnetic love is my fourth module in my manifestation map, Faith It Till You Make It signature course, that is opening up soon. And actually, if you guys want to go on my website, you can already purchase it. If you're interested, it's already open, but it hasn't officially started the course. So that magnetic love is my module 4 inside my signature course. And I was saying yesterday in that class that in order for you to receive something different from the universe, if you're looking for more love, if you're looking for different things, right? If you are If you're interested in receiving something different from the universe, you got to be a different you. So if you're having struggles within your own relationships, either in your romantic relationships or with love in general, chances are that you're not receiving what you want, right? You want to receive something different, but in order for you to receive that different thing, you need to be a different person. So there is a process. There's an unweeding that needs to happen within yourself. And if you need that help, my manifestation course is for you. It is when we are on the journey of manifesting our best lives, guess what? In order for us to receive and manifest our best lives, we need to be the best, our best selves. So the actual process of manifestation can actually make us better people, better lovers, better versions of ourselves. So if you are struggling right now with love, I would highly suggest that you enter my 5-day challenge or purchase my course on my website right now to benefit from the self-development guidance, step-by-step applicable guidance that I teach in that course. So even if you are in a relationship or not, there is always more room to evolve and clear and change so that we can manifest bigger and better, right? Love is always in the air. I want you to remember that. Love is always here. It's just a matter of us tapping into that energy. Love is in the air. And the funny thing when we're manifesting love or manifesting anything for that matter is you first have to feel like you have it. The money, the love, whatever it is, and then you can magnetize it. And that's the tricky part. So I can struggle with the, you know, logical, normal kind of ways and end up in the same bad dates or in the same, you know, arguments with my husband or my wife. Or I can learn how to manifest. I can have a manifestation map that guides me through the process so that I can better myself and in the process receive this better version of the reality that I deserve. So if you're ready, so the only reason why manifestation might not work is because you need to clear the blocks around it. You need the manifestation map course, for example, where I guide you step by step to experience only real results and success. So if you're ready to take your manifestation to the next level, you have two options. I have a few journaling options for you that I'm going to read for you right now. So you take a pen and paper and you ask yourself, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 questions. The first question is, how do I love? How do I love? How do you love? Ask yourself, take a pen and paper and ask, how do I love? How do I expect to be loved? What are my expectations around love? How am I waiting to receive that love? 3, do you expect to receive before you give? Do you feel unsafe to give love if you don't receive first? 4, do you wait for others to prove to you that they deserve your love? That is key. So ask yourselves, what do you believe about yourself and love? How do you love yourself? How do you love in general? So if you're ready to take your manifestation to the next level, do those journaling prompts and join me in my 5-day free challenge that starts soon. And wait for a few more weeks until my course starts with me online with you. Or you can just enroll today and you can start the exercises and the videos by yourself. It's on my website. Just go and enroll today. In any case, the choice is yours. Do not wait. The life of your dreams and the love of your dreams awaits you. It's only a matter of you expanding that definition around love, knowing where you are around love, and becoming a better you in order to love and be loved more and more. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you loved it as much as I enjoyed it, please share, tag me on Instagram, Facebook, just also leave a rating and a comment so more people can benefit from this. Thank you so much for tuning in. So much love.